Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hey, man.
Good morning. How do you do?
Hey, man.
Just want to talk about the boys in blue.
Hey, man.
Now that you've been here a year, what's your favorite KCQ?
Hey, man.
What's new in the clubhouse, the bullpen, and the lineup, too?
Hey, man.
How was the road trip? Bob and Dusty want to know.
Hey, man.
What do you think of Slugger and FM radio?
Hey, man.
Is it true you're a deadhead, too?
Hey, man.
Kid Baseball want to talk music with you.
Hey, man. Hey, man.
Hey, man.
All right, it's a Wednesday, 9 o'clock. We are now joined by Royals manager Matt Quatrero. Matt, how you doing on this Wednesday morning?
Good morning, guys. I'm doing great. How are you?
Doing pretty well. Good to see the captain get things going last night with 2 bombs, a double, some RBIs. That's got to get the team going in the right direction, my man.
That was nice. Yeah, no, it was great. I mean, especially in that first inning, you know, squared a few balls up, and then you know, Vinny hit that ball right to the wall, and then two-run homer is a good momentum builder for us, and it was nice to get a few on the board early, and the pitching was great last night and able to expand the lead during the game, so really well-played game overall.
It's amazing how much easier a game is when Bobby, Salvi, and Vinny are producing, isn't it?
Well, you could put any three people in there. If we're getting production and getting that kind of RBIs, that's great from anybody, but when those guys do, I think, you know, everybody feels it. You know, those are the guys, those are the leaders.
Yeah, and they have to be. I mean, you're only as good as your stars are in any sport. And when your stars are producing, you're giving yourself an opportunity to win games. And last night, it's no coincidence. The two biggest bats are your two biggest stars.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, you talk about Lugo, too. I mean, he had an outstanding game. So, you know, and he's now kind of back in the flow. You know, he didn't have a rehab assignment, and he went and, you know, built up gradually, so his last two have been really, really good, so that's very encouraging.
Talking with Royals manager Matt Quatrero here on Fesco and Dusty on 95 The Fan. There was a players-only meeting on Saturday night. How do you see those things going? I don't know if you've been a part of those before or seen those happen, but what do you take from those as a manager of the ball club?
I think it was great. Yeah, I mean, you know, there's only so much you can say to a team as a manager, as a coach, you know, and they need to, it's their team, right? I mean, we're there to provide guidance and support and whatever other things they need. But at the same time, they're the ones that are holding each other accountable. You hear that in every business, every walk of life. You know, there's accountability. Mm-hmm. There's, you know, things that players can say to each other that staff members can't and shouldn't, you know, and they hear from us plenty, trust me. And so, I thought that was great. And Salvi, you know, calling it together. And, you know, the next day he said, we had a great meeting. And I said, perfect. You know, like it's not for me to go in there and hear everything that's being said, but it's for them to grow into those roles and understand what it means to support each other, you know, criticize each other, hold each other accountable, whatever the right terminology is. But that'll ultimately bring them closer, not only for now, but for the future.
Did that meeting have to come from Salvi? Like that couldn't have been a meeting that, like, say, Mark Canna called or somebody else like that. That had to be a meeting called by the captain, right?
That's a good question.
Thank you.
I think, you know, in smaller, you know, Canna certainly pulled guys aside, smaller groups, you know, maybe. I think other guys could have, but I think it's most meaningful when Salvi does it.
Yeah, I think so too. And it's good to hear that he was the guy who's been through this. Like, this is, you know, part two of Salvi's career with the Royals, right? Like, he's seen all this before. He saw a team meeting in 14 turn that team around. So maybe it has that same kind of effect that the Ibanez meeting did, you know, for the guys back in 2014. Either way, it was great last night. And I don't want to just leave Lugo just got, and Lugo pitched good too. Watching him pitch, it's like watching a conductor with a symphony or an artist. Like, it's just something different watching that guy pitch, man. It's really like just intriguing to watch Seth Lugo go out there on the mound.
Yeah, you definitely appreciate it, right? Especially in a day and age of everybody's just trying to throw as hard as they possibly can, or most people are. He does. It's a craft to him, and it's an art. And different pitches that he makes up between starts, you know, that just react slightly differently based on how he's feeling or what he thought would work for him the last game and what he knows he'll need versus a certain lineup and different tempos. I mean, I'm not sure how much of it you watched last night, but even I think it was his last inning. The pitch clock got down to 2 seconds. He came set immediately. And
it was awesome.
You know, that strikeout was a huge strikeout. And, you know, just that ability, most guys probably step off there and reset, but I think he understood that that timing was going to mess with the hitter. So all those little intricacies are very fun.
Yeah, describing Seth Lugo there, Q, I want to bring this up because it looks like the, even obviously I know it's hard to hit a baseball in Major League, but Caglione maybe getting into that sort of wave of the growing pains of Major League Baseball. Like, what's the process there? Do you give him some advice, or you just let the kid keep going up there and hacking and he'll eventually come around and get used to it?
Yes and yes. I mean, you know, he's an aggressive hitter, right? So we know he's going to be swinging the bat, but you know, he's not just wandering aimlessly. Like, the hitting guys are talking with him and he's having great work sessions with them. And some of this is just a natural progression of understanding what big league pitching is and how you react to it. And I'm sure there are a million voices trying to help him from the outside, and, you know, all kind of, you know, all of that just goes along with it. You have to understand that at some point you're probably giving the other pitcher too much credit. You need to just, you know, fall into the flow of the game and understand that the ball still has to cross the plate just like it did in the minor leagues, and all those kinds of things. But that has to happen on a natural progression of time when he feels that way, right? So he's still going to get opportunities to play. He's going to be in big spots, and, you know, he'll come through. I mean, we are very confident in his abilities, and he is as well. So it's not happening on the time frame that I'm sure he would like, but it doesn't mean that we're turning our back on him by any means.
No doubt.
Q, when you have a situation like yesterday with that reporter with the fake report about ownership saying it's time to sell, and then, you know, JJ came on and you know, diffused that report real fast yesterday, do you as the manager have to do damage control then inside that locker room and let those players know, hey, guys, we all still support you in here. We're still all in this together. Like, how does that impact you guys and inside the locker room when stuff starts getting out there that, I mean, even Sam Mellinger, your VP for communications, is weighing in on this guy. So obviously it ticked the organization off. How does that impact, and how do you have to handle things inside the locker room with the players?
Yeah, I mean, I think it first starts with, I mean, that story was so false that it was not a tough one to to say something about. So just grab Salvi and let him know. I mean, that's really what it comes down to, and a couple of the veteran players, and let them know that this is not true, and, you know, we're squarely in this thing. We know we're going to play better baseball than we have. We're going to find, you know, you see how these races go down to the wire. And we certainly have an extremely supportive ownership group. Mr. Sherman's been awesome. He's extremely positive about the team. So that was an easy one for us.
Good. So you went to Salvi is what you said. And you told him, hey, this isn't the truth. Let the guys know. And that's how you kind of handle that stuff inside the locker room then.
Yeah. And a couple of the other veterans, but definitely start with Salvi. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, man. We'll go get the series tonight. Go get the sweep if you can. That'd make me really happy. But we appreciate the time, Matt, and we'll talk to you next Wednesday.
Okay, guys. Have a great week.
You too.
That was a pretty informative interview. Salvador Perez, man, there you go.
That's why he's the captain. Yep. And that's what a captain is supposed to do. And that's why Salvador Perez is around this team. For all you haters out there and washters out there that are thinking, washters, haters, washters, I don't know. Yeah. It just worked.
Yeah. Well, I liked it. I just like, make sure I heard it right.
The hell, I don't know.
Washters.
All the washters and the haters with Salvi out there. Matt Quatrero just told you in like 2 minutes why Salvador Perez is vitally important to this team. He called the team meeting. He's the captain. Then the erroneous report by nitwit number one out in New York, whoever that guy was, Mark C., whatever his name is, that guy, puts out that report. And then you go to the captain and you got to tell Salvi this ain't the case at all. And then Salvi goes in there and talks to the players and calms everybody else down because it's human nature. You wake up in the morning and you see that your boss or somebody's reporting that your boss wants to get rid of his company and fire everybody. That's going to have an impact. That's going to have an effect on the people inside your organization. I don't care what walk of life you're in. The players wake up, they're on X right away. These people are addicted to it, just like all of us, right? Everybody's addicted to the social media. They see those reports 9 o'clock in the morning. Wait a second here. Royals ownership wants us all traded? What the hell? So now you've got to handle that damage control. And so can you imagine the feeling how people, and I'll guarantee you Lugo is one of the guys that he talked to as well, because that's a very valuable piece right now, right? Like exactly. Lugo was in the report. Yeah. It's a very valuable piece. So you've got to talk to your players and calm them down. That's what a captain does. You talk to your star guys, your captain, and he kind of gives the information to everybody else. But that's what a manager does.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
About he knows how to manage the club. He knows how to push the buttons. Bring the right guys in, explain to them what's going on. Now go tell everybody else. Nobody has anything to worry about. We're not selling and breaking up this team. Because I would imagine for a little bit yesterday, a lot of these players are going, damn, they're giving up on us already. This sucks.
Unequivocally false. That is as false as can be. And the accountability of that writer should be in question.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.